That's unusual to somebody to use lie and lay correctly. I'm glad that you do. Talking about something you see in your sleep, you say, this is what I...
dreamt.
All right, and I have...
dreamed.
And I will...
dream.
Okay. And I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I...
awakened.
Mm-hmm. And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you...
stamp.
Ever say...
stomp.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure I have in earlier times.
You feel that that's wrong?
To stomp on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think not. I think it all depends on how you use it.
Mm-hmm. That's something, I don't think I'd ever write it, but I think I would say it.
I would be very careful not to write it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can stomp on the floor. Stomp must be a country term.
Probably. I don't know whether it's in the dictionary or not. I've never looked it up.
If a person does it with his feet, of course you do it with your feet. He stamped his feet, but he stomped on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Such as and stomping your toe,
mm-hmm.
which is really stabbing the toe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that term too. If a boy met a girl at a party and he wanted to go home with her, he would say, may I...
escort you home.
Or?
May I go home with you? May I take you home, really?
Okay. So if they were on foot, he might say, may I
walk you home.
Or if they were in a car,
may I drive you home.
Would you ever say, carry you home?
Okay. Yes.
How would you say it?
May I carry you home.
Okay. And this means in a car?
This means in a car.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean lifting her up bodily.
No, it means in a car.
And to get a boat on land, you tie a rope to it and...
pull.
Or you might...
push.
Uh-huh. And if you... well, we already talked about that one. Yeah, we did. Okay, if some children came into the house and they were getting near the stove, you'd say, that's very hot, so...
don't touch it.
Mm-hmm. And if you needed the hammer, you might say to me, go...
get me the hammer.
Mm-hmm. And in... what are some hiding games?
Hiding games.
Mm-hmm.
Hide and go seek.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma Gray.
I never heard of that. What is Grandma Gray?
Grandma Gray was an old hiding game. Grandma Gray cried, go out to play. And she would say, yes. And then you'd go out to play and would hide.
Mm-hmm.
And Grandma would come out and call you and said, my children. And we would say, we don't hear you.
Mm-hmm.
And she would say, my children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they always sang those games.
Yes.
And we would say, we don't hear you. And she would say, I'll send my shoe after you. Not for you, mind you. And we would say, we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Or we would say, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I'll send the postman after you. I don't care. And so you name all these people that you're going to send
mm-hmm.
after the
mm-hmm.
children. And the children said, I don't care. And then you say, I'll send myself after you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Grandma Gray comes to where she's been hearing all these different
yes.
voices to find you. But she always has a switch.
Mm-hmm.
And so she whips you back home.
Ooh. Well, can you get back, do you try to beat her back home?
Yes, you try to beat her back home. You run ahead of her to beat her back home. Because if you get home before she does,
mm-hmm.
then she does not whip you. But generally, if she catches you, finds your hiding place, she whips you out of your hiding place.
It sounds much more painful than hide and seek.
Oh, yes, it is.
Ooh.
But it was a fun game, and we enjoyed playing
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And of course, the idea is to outfox Grandma
mm-hmm.
and to... to jump out at Grandma to sort of frighten
mm-hmm.
her
oh.
so that she doesn't get an opportunity to touch
mm-hmm.
you with the switch
mm-hmm.
and of course to